Dear Dr. Musarrat Hasan. To Amasa Omana question, why am I more interested in art history and theory than in making art? My straightforward answer was that right after my graduation from NCA, I was given a class to teach history of culture and visual arts and not painting. Can't say if it was Mrs. Hashmi's foresight or mere fate. The fact is that I was among the few who could connect with Professor Iqbal Hasan, our Western art history instructor, his pace and pedagogy. While others would avoid attending his lectures, finding them taxing or somewhat unimportant for studio practice, we, a group of enthusiasts, would ask for extra time in discussions. However, it was not until I met you during my PhD coursework that I truly realized the importance of theoretical aspects of art making, without which contemporary art would be a meaningless activity. You taught the history of South Asian art, introducing us to local art forms. Learning about indigenous art gave a clearer insight into Dr. Durr's question, who am I? Since then, you have been the greatest source of inspiration and a true mentor who encouraged me to be consistent in writing. I have been told that I am good at storytelling, which is, frankly, the ultimate constant in my equation. Quoting from my grade 6 scrapbook, I chase stories like fireflies on summer nights, capturing their essence in jars of imagination, where they dance and shimmer, lighting the path ahead, only if I remember being so romantic. But it is romantic to devote oneself to a cause and be hopeful that it shall bear fruit. If so, you are the most romantic person I ever came across. And I am not just referring to your love story with Siraj Ul Hasan, to whom you have been a muse, a partner and a support system. Mashallah. Your story as an art educationist and historian is worth sharing. Towards the end of the 20th century, academics worldwide were eager to decolonize the canon of art history. The discipline grew presence in educational institutions within Pakistan, too. Universities launched degree programs with a focus on producing and preparing scholars to add to the global voices. There was a need to sensitize the students to local art. It required more focus on genuine pedagogies, relevant to this region. Such an approach demanded surveys and anthologies of art history compiled by unbiased writers who could highlight the South Asian aesthetic sensibilities. Though the scarcity of such writers is felt even today, you stand out amongst the few who opted to combat the situation and concentrated on research and writing as early as the 1990s. Producing 5 books with limited resources, a gap in research literacy and a lack of recognition for the expertise is a great feat indeed.